It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. As part of its theme semester on race, the University of Michigan is engaging the community in a dialogue on race. Imagine capturing your beliefs, feelings, experiences around race and fitting them into just six words. The Race Card Project does just that. It's the brainchild of NPR's Michelle Norris, and she joins us today. Michelle, welcome.
Good to be here.
Tell me about the evolution of this project.
It started after I wrote a book, a family memoir, a book where I explored my family's legacy. And a lot of that had to do with my family's racial legacy, secrets that were kept from me when I was younger, things I never knew about. And I knew when I went out to talk about this to audiences that I would be asking them to engage in a conversation about race. And I knew that race was something that we're not always, as Americans, eager to talk about, that it can often be difficult. And so I was trying somehow to lubricate that conversation, to make it easier for people. And I came up with this idea that I would quite literally play the race card, that I would print these cards, or little postcards, where I asked people to do exactly what you just said, to think about experiences, their triumphs, their laments, and share them with me in just one sentence, but that sentence could only have six words.
What do you think it is about having to condense your feelings around race to such a limited span that strikes a chord in people? What are they responding to?
Well, I think there are a couple things. First of all, this exercise is out there. There are a lot of six-word exercises. There's, you know, six-word cities, six-word sports. There's a whole series of six-word memoirs. So people sort of understand the exercise. They come to it with some knowledge of, you know, the rules of the game. I think the cost of admission is really low, that you're not asking that much of people. You're not asking them to write a dissertation or even a full paragraph, just your, you know, your thoughts. But I think there's also something about taking a big, prickly, thorny, complicated subject and distilling it down to its essence.
Have you received cards from Michigan?
Oh, I started getting them immediately. Cards started to come in on the website, and I can share a few of them if you don't mind. Heritage Day, I am a mutt. That was sent in by someone named Christina, and she described how in elementary school they would hold a Heritage Day, and people would talk about all kinds of different backgrounds, that they were from Germany, they were from Scandinavia, and she had so many blends in her family that it was hard for her to easily claim one. And you may remember that the president of the United States rather famously referred to himself as a mutt in an offhand statement that was really among the most profound things he said when he was first elected in 2008. Stop using race as a reason. This from Jacob Swart. He didn't add any additional comments, but they're another view from someone who suggests that maybe people are standing behind race or using it as a cudgel or a crutch of some kind. Someone else said, stereotypes shape expectations, destroy self-image. That's from Emerson Lee.
As you've been doing this project, has it changed how you view race or how you believe the country views race?
I thought I knew a lot, and this project reminds me every day how little I actually know and understand. One of the first things I learned is that race is largely misunderstood, and in some ways by the work that we do in our coverage is often this standoff between people who are on opposite sides of a color line that sort of extends from the civil rights era, that we still have this kind of binary view of race, that it's black Americans and white Americans trying to figure out how to share this piece of land together. And that race is really much bigger than that. It's changed so much in this country. It is a much more multi-hued, multi-faceted conversation. One of the other really big lessons for me is that race is not always the big seismic earthquake type events in your life, that sometimes there are these little small things that brush over you, that live large in your mind and in your soul and in your psyche. You don't forget about them. And that's often what people write about. A lot of people write about their attitudes and write about what they see around them and their observations, but quite a few people write about a personal experience. And it's not the kind of experience that you would generally find in a history book or on the front page of a newspaper or leading the broadcast, you know, here in public radio. It's a small encounter that looms large in their life, and somehow they were able to tap into that memory or how that memory lives on in them now by just capturing it in those six words.
Michelle, it was a real pleasure.
Thank you.